Hello, this is a recording from the Reverend Bryony Taylor, Rector of Barlborough and Clown. This is a reflection for Holy Week. Every year, I encourage people to enter deep into the story of the Passion of Jesus in Holy Week. I often warn people not to simply go direct from the joy of Palm Sunday to the joy of Easter Day without experiencing the walk to Golgotha and the desolation of the cross. This year, we don't have much choice. We can't opt out of Holy Week this year. We have each, like Simon of Cyrene, been forced to carry a cross, forced into a situation of suffering we didn't deserve or see coming. This year, our Holy Week is infused with much more weight and meaning. We often piously speak of walking the way of the cross with Jesus. This year, we are learning what that really means. But herein lies the great comfort of our Christian faith. We do not worship a God who is aloof from reality. We worship a God who took all the punishment humankind could visit on him. Wrongful arrest, betrayal of his friends, flogging, and a torturous death, and a hasty burial in a borrowed tomb. As we travel through Holy Week, the huge crowd that greeted Jesus on Palm Sunday and declared him king slowly dwindles. Jesus' followers, one by one, socially distance themselves from him. They all peel away until Jesus is utterly alone. Like Simon of Cyrene, we are forced this year to experience what Jesus experienced that first Holy Week. We are forced to experience being separated from our loved ones, separated from our church family. Much is often made of Jesus' last words from the cross. In Matthew and Mark's Gospels, there is only one phrase said from the cross by Jesus, and that is the line, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Jesus cries this out in agony in his mother tongue. This is the first line of Psalm 22, a psalm of agony and suffering, but with a hint of the hope to come. I always take great comfort that the last words of Jesus were, "Why?" That question on all our lips at the moment, why? Why is this happening to us? Where did this virus come from? Why, God, why? Jesus said the same from the cross and says it with us now. We worship a God who knows and understands suffering and who is with us in that suffering. But we also look forward with hope, because it might be Friday now, but Sunday's coming. Sunday's coming, and those disciples who let Jesus down, who lost all hope, who barricaded themselves into a small room in fear for their lives, were soon to discover that all was not lost. I pray that you have a very special Holy Week, that you take this opportunity to enter into the story in a real sense. Try reading Psalm 22, Isaiah chapter 53, and the Passion accounts in the Gospels this week. And let God speak to you where you are. We adore you, O Christ, and we bless you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, who in your tender love towards the human race, sent your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ, to take upon him our flesh and to suffer death upon the cross. Grant that we may follow the example of his patience and humility, and also be made partakers of his resurrection, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God now and for ever. Amen.